Who wants to be a millionaire? Have flashy flunkies everywhere.
Flashy flunkies?
Who wants the bother of a country estate?
A country estate.
Who wants to wallow in champagne?
And we are wallowing in champagne. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I've been in the financial services business now for 28 years, and I've been a certified financial planner professional for the last 18 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And as of the end of last month, we now work with over 7,800 beautiful, wonderful families. And recently, Forbes named our financial advisory firm, Money Matters, one of the top 100 financial advisory firms in the United States. And you know what? The only reason that happened is because of you guys, you clients that are listening, and those even those that aren't, all of you. We love you. Thank you. And those of you who are not clients right now, I love you too. Just not as much. Just got to tell you, being honest. Okay. But anyway, this is the time of the show where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor.
That ought to keep the little squirts happy.
It should. You would think so, right? And you know, the estate plan, we do estate planning because money isn't everything, but it sure keeps the kids in touch, does it not? So this week, we're going to talk about these are documents that you need to have regardless of whether you have wealth or not. Okay, because usually estate planning is for people that want to pass on a certain amount of wealth to their aforementioned greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. But this is something that regardless of your wealth, you should consider having. All right, so there are four documents that are very important. And these four, what? Oh, Jack is pointing at me. You're right. I'm sorry. Yes. Can you play it, Jack, before we do one thing more? Go.
I know I'd go from rags to riches. If you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And you know, the estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags. We do not want that to happen to you. And so every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. Are you happy now, Jack?
I'm getting paid by the drums.
He's happy. In case you couldn't hear what he said, he's happy now. Yes. Okay, so there are four documents that are very important. So the first one is what's called a durable power of attorney. So basically, this is the you give somebody the right to make financial decisions for you. Okay, so this is in the event of your incapacity. So don't assume that because you are incapacitated that somebody can write checks off of your bank account or can make investment decisions for you or any of that other stuff. They can't. Okay, so if you're incapacitated, somebody has to do that. And if they don't have a power of attorney to do it, they got to go down to the courthouse and get permission from a judge. This is inconvenient, it's expensive, it's time consuming, and you can take care of it simply by having that document. The second document is the power of attorney for healthcare. Okay, again, no one can make healthcare decisions for any procedures or anything else that need to be done for you unless you give them that authority. Even your spouse doesn't have that right. You got to give somebody the right to do it, the authority. And that's called a power of attorney for healthcare. Now, the next one is called a physician's directive. And just to kind of tell you what that is, it's basically a pull the plug document. Okay, so we've all heard the stories of families that are watching a loved one where they can't pull the plug, they have no chance of survival, and you know, they have all these medical bills and they're piling up and they're draining all their finances, but the judge says, nope, they never said that you could pull the plug and therefore you can't, and you know, you have these big cases that make the news. So depending on your moral compass, you can decide whether that's important or not, but certainly something you should have, in my opinion. Now, the last one is one that a lot of people don't know about, and that is the guardianship document. Okay, and so the best way I can describe that one is that, you know, when you had little kids and you were thinking about who would take care of them physically, you know, who's going to drive them to school, who's going to bathe them and feed them and, you know, do all that kind of stuff for them, that's guardianship. And so if you're incapacitated, somebody has to do all that for you. Okay, it's harsh, but it's a fact. And so you need to designate who's going to do that. And so you need a guardianship document to do that too. So the four documents are the durable power of attorney, which is the power of over your finances, healthcare power of attorney, the physician's directive, and the guardianship document. Now, these documents are all state specific. Okay, so if you're in California, those documents are going to be different than in Texas or in Arizona or in Oklahoma or wherever you may be. Okay, so they're different. So make sure that you talk with an attorney and you have it done for the state that you live in. Okay, now if you'd like to talk to one of our financial advisors about your estate planning, your financial planning, anything we talk about on this show or other, whatever, if you're retired or retiring soon and you want to make sure that your financial plan is in order, and then go to our website. It is moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net is our website. Click on the link that says Meet with an Advisor. And you'll just put your info in there. We'll call you to schedule a time to visit. And if we can help you, that is fantastic. And if we can't, we're going to tell you that too. Okay? So either way, there's no charge, there's no obligation, and we will part friends.
I don't know how to say I thank you, except I thank you.
Well, Frankie, you are welcome. So moneymatters.net is our website where you can do that. Also, while you're there, you can learn all about all kinds of stuff. We have articles, we have videos, we have podcasts, we have all kinds of information to educate you, to help you to have a financial success during your retirement. And you know, our goal for you guys listening to this show, for our clients, is dual. One is we want you to have financial peace of mind. We want you to be able to sleep at night. We want you to go on vacation and not worry about your finances. And secondly, we want to help you to have your money last as long as you do. Okay, so both of those are our dual goals, our dual mandates, if you will, with our clients. And you can find out more about us, again, on our website. It's moneymatters.net. You can sign up for one of our seminars. We have seminars near you. And I'll tell you the biggest reason why you should go to one of our seminars. And that is because we have our now world-famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies waiting for you. And ladies and gentlemen, these cookies are 1 inch thick, 6 inches in diameter. They are a meal in and of themselves. And you know what? I dare you to eat more than one. You probably can't, but maybe you can. Who knows? But you'll learn about your finances too. So moneymatters.net is our website for all of the above. You guys, the show is over. I cannot believe how fast it's gone. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I've enjoyed doing it for you. We'll see you next week. Same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.